Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going deep on something.
Yeah.
Yeah, a deep dive into something you probably interact with every single day, but you rarely think about it.
Yeah.
It's plastic mold making. We've got some fascinating insights from a real pro, a mold maker, who designs, builds, and keeps these intricate things running smoothly.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to have your mind blown by the hidden world of plastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You might be surprised by the complexity and creativity behind those everyday plastic products you use.
I'm already intrigued.
Yeah.
Our mission today is to go beyond the surface,
Yeah.
really understand not just how plastic molds are made, but also the why behind it all.
Right.
The challenges, the triumphs, the constant
It's a
evolution.
journey
Yeah.
from a spark of an idea to a tangible product, and it's way more intricate than most people realize.
So let's start with the basics.
Okay.
What are the key steps involved in creating a plastic mold?
Well, first and foremost, it's about understanding the product itself. What's its purpose? What are the design requirements?
Right.
How will it be used? Our mold maker emphasizes that every detail matters,
Oh, wow.
from the type of plastic used to the placement of every button and curve.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You can't just start carving away without a clear vision, right?
Exactly. Then comes the design phase, where the mold maker takes that vision and translates it into a 3D blueprint.
Okay.
This involves meticulously planning the mold cavity, the channels that guide the molten plastic, those are called runners,
Runners, okay.
and the cooling system that ensures the plastic solidifies correctly.
I'm already picturing this incredibly complex 3D puzzle.
It is.
What are some of the unique challenges in designing these molds?
One of the biggest challenges is figuring out the parting surfaces.
Okay.
That's where the mold splits open to release the finished product.
I see.
It's like solving a 3D jigsaw puzzle, especially for complex shapes.
Wow.
For example, our mold maker described working on a mold for a car part with multiple undercuts. Those are inward-facing curves that make it tricky to get the part out.
So how do they solve that?
Yeah.
I'd imagine it requires some out-of-the-box thinking.
Absolutely. They had to get creative and design the mold with multiple pieces that fit together like a puzzle, allowing the part to be released without getting stuck.
Wow, that's clever. So once they have the design figured out, what's next?
Then comes the manufacturing process, which is where the precision and craftsmanship really come into play.
Okay.
They use a combination of high-tech machines like CNC mills and EDM equipment.
Hold on, what's EDM?
EDM stands for electrical discharge machining.
Okay.
It's a process that uses electrical sparks to precisely erode metal, creating incredibly intricate details that would be impossible with traditional machining methods. Think of it like a miniature lightning bolt carving away at the mold.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So they use these advanced tools to create the mold based on the 3D design.
Precisely. It's like watching a sculptor work, but with high-tech tools instead of chisels and hammers. They have to carefully select the right materials too, like high-quality mold steel, which is incredibly durable and can withstand the heat and pressure of injection molding.
I'm starting to see why experience and skill are so crucial in this field.
Absolutely. And that expertise shines through in the final stages of assembly and debugging.
Yeah.
Imagine putting together a high-end watch where every component has to fit perfectly.
Right.
That's the level of precision involved in assembling a mold. And even when all the pieces fit together perfectly, there's still a crucial step, debugging.
You're bugging.
Yeah. They run trial molds carefully, inspecting for any imperfections,
Oh, okay.
like flash, that's excess material that squeezes out,
Yeah.
or short shots where the mold doesn't fill completely.
So it's a lot of trial and error fine-tuning until everything works flawlessly.
Exactly. It requires a keen eye for detail and the ability to troubleshoot on the fly.
Right.
Our mold maker shared a story about a time they were working on a particularly complex mold
Oh, really?
for a medical device. They kept getting these tiny air bubbles trapped in the final product.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds critical for something like a medical device.
Yeah, it was a huge problem.
How did they figure out what was going wrong?
They spent days meticulously analyzing the mold design, tweaking the runner system, and adjusting the injection pressure. It turned out there was a slight bottleneck in one of the channels,
Oh, wow.
restricting the flow of plastic just enough to create those tiny air pockets.
That's incredible. It really highlights the problem-solving skills involved.
Yeah.
They're like detectives searching for clues to solve the mystery of the imperfect plastic part.
That's a great analogy. And speaking of problem solving, our mold maker also highlighted the importance of client communication.
Okay.
They emphasized that a successful mold starts with truly understanding the client's vision and needs.
So it's not just about technical expertise, but also being able to translate those needs into a tangible design.
Precisely. They shared an example of designing a mold for a phone case.
Okay.
It wasn't just about getting the dimensions right, but also considering the placement of buttons, the thickness of the edges, even the texture of the surface,
Yeah.
all those little details that contribute to the user experience.
It's like they're thinking about how the product will feel in your hand, how it will interact with other objects. That
Exactly.
level of attention to detail is impressive.
And that careful consideration continues throughout the entire process, from material selection to the precision required when operating those CNC machines and EDM equipment.
Right?
Our mold maker described it as sculpting with stone, emphasizing that every cut, every movement has to be precise to ensure the final product meets the exact specifications.
I can see the connection.
Yeah.
It's about transforming a raw material into something functional and aesthetically pleasing.
Exactly. And just like a sculptor takes pride in their creation,
Right.
so does a skilled mold maker.
Yeah.
They take ownership of the entire process, ensuring every detail is executed flawlessly.
This has reminded me of something we touched on earlier, the importance of ongoing maintenance.
Yes.
I know our mold maker mentioned that, and it seems like a crucial aspect we haven't fully explored yet.
You're absolutely right. Mold maintenance is essential for a number of reasons,
Okay.
from ensuring product quality to extending the life of the mold itself. Think of it like caring for a high-performance car.
Okay.
Regular maintenance keeps it running smoothly and prevents costly breakdowns.
That's a great analogy. So what does this regular maintenance involve?
Yeah.
Is it just cleaning and lubrication, or is there more to it?
It's definitely more than just a quick wipe down.
Okay.
It involves regular inspections to identify any signs of wear and tear, like cracks, scratches, or corrosion.
Okay.
They also check the cooling channels to make sure they're clear and flowing properly.
I imagine those cooling channels are pretty important given how hot the plastic gets during injection molding.
Absolutely. If the cooling system isn't working efficiently, it can lead to all sorts of problems,
Like what?
like warping, uneven cooling, or even damage to the mold itself.
So it's about being proactive and catching those issues before they become major problems.
Right.
What are some other benefits of regular maintenance?
Well, besides preventing breakdowns and costly repairs,
Right.
regular maintenance can actually improve the quality of the final product.
Really? How so?
Over time, molds can wear down, leading to dimensional inaccuracies and surface defects in the plastic parts.
I see.
Regular maintenance, like polishing and grinding, helps keep those surfaces smooth and precise, ensuring consistent, high-quality products.
That makes sense. So it's not just about keeping the mold running, but also keeping it producing top-notch parts.
Precisely. And another key benefit is that regular maintenance can significantly extend the lifespan of the mold,
Okay.
leading to significant cost savings in the long run.
That sounds like a win-win for manufacturers.
Yeah.
They get better quality products and save money at the same time. Are there any specific examples of how this plays out in the real world?
Oh, yeah. Tons.
Our mold maker gave a great example. They were working with a company that was having issues with inconsistent bottle caps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some caps were too loose, others too tight, and they couldn't figure out why. It turned out their molds wasn't being properly maintained, and the cavities had worn down unevenly.
Ah, that makes sense. So even subtle wear and tear can have a big impact on the final product.
Exactly. Once they implemented a regular maintenance schedule, cleaning lubrication, the whole nine yards, the consistency issues disappeared, and they were able to save a ton of money on wasted product.
It's amazing how something seemingly simple like cleaning and lubrication can make such a difference.
Right, and it's not just about preventing problems. Our mold maker also highlighted the importance of maintenance in adapting to market changes.
Right.
For example, they might need to modify a mold to accommodate a new type of plastic or tweak the design based on customer feedback.
That's a great point. A well-maintained mold is much easier to modify and adjust to new requirements. It's like having a solid foundation to build upon.
Exactly. They gave the example of a company that wanted to switch from a traditional plastic to a more eco-friendly bioplastic.
Okay.
They were able to easily modify their existing mold thanks to regular maintenance and make the transition smoothly.
It's fascinating how mold making isn't just about the technical aspects. It's about being adaptable, forward-thinking, and always looking for ways to improve.
It's a reminder that even in a world of automation and high-tech machinery, the human element, the skill, the experience, the problem-solving is still absolutely crucial.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, I have to say, this deep dive has been a real eye-opener. I never realized how much thought, precision, and creativity goes into making those everyday plastic objects we often take for granted.
It's truly a hidden world of engineering and artistry, and I hope our listeners now have a newfound appreciation for the incredible work that goes into it.
Me too. So next time you pick up a plastic product, take a moment to consider its journey from a simple idea to a tangible reality.
Yeah.
Think about the designers, the engineers, and the skilled mold makers who brought it to life.
And perhaps you might even be inspired to look a little closer at the everyday objects around you and appreciate the often unseen forces that shape our world.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of plastic mold making. We hope you've learned something new and gained a new perspective on the things we use every day.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep learning.